Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What a day, what a day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha William, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that it's going down, because this is the day that the Lord has ordained, and they want to come on and hear the word of the Lord on today, a life-changing word. When you leave the show, you will never be the same. Receive it and believe it, and God will turn everything around that you need to be turned around. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to thank you again for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. We're going to get into the word. Amen. Glory to God. But, you know, sometimes we have to just talk for just a few minutes. You know, God is still good, and he's worthy to be praised. You know, I was reading a little something, amen, this morning, and they were saying, well, I didn't understand how, you know, God could allow this to happen, and he allows that to happen. And, you know, and they were saying, well, I just don't believe this, and I don't believe that. And I'm like, let me stop reading this, because this has got to be an unbeliever here, you know, of how could he allow an airplane to fall and only one person get killed, and people all go and say, you know, Lord, I thank you, God, that, you know, Lord, that's the only casualty that happened. But, you know, everything that the Lord does, glory to God, God gets the glory. And it's not that God is taking his hand off us. We've taken our hand off the Lord, glory to God, because guess what? We left doors open, glory to God, to where we don't praise God like we used to. We don't seek God like we used to. We don't even know really the things about the spirit realm, glory to God. And you know, that's what he said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then he'll heal our land. Glory to God. I said our land. Glory to God. He'll heal the land. Glory to God. But you know what? So many times you turn more to the wicked things and instead of looking to the heel which come your help. How do you think you got here? You know, and I'm like, okay, come on now. Why would you want to, you know, place this and post this, glory to God, because you don't believe. You know, so many people are bashing Christians now, glory to God, that it's a shame. It really is. But, you know, you stand on the word. You stand on what you stand on, and don't you move. Don't let nobody stray you and move you from out of God's will. Don't let no one, glory to God, stray you and move you into another place in a realm where there's no return, glory to God, because it says in his word, he'll give you a reprobate mind, glory to God. He'll take his hands off and let Satan have his way, glory to God. Hallelujah. So I'm telling you, don't let nobody stray you from the path, regardless of what you read. When you read things like that, just pray for them. Say, Lord, I pray, God, you send somebody by, Lord God, and so they can help turn their life around or turn their thinking around. Because it's only stinking thinking. Because I believe God is good and he is worthy to be praised. So don't let nobody stray you from the path. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go ahead. We're going to get into our message. But first of all, I'm going to go ahead and open the line up for prayer. Now, if you desire prayer, if you would press the one, and I will bring you in. Glory to God. You don't have to tell me where you're calling, who you're. You don't have to tell me your name. Let's get it right. You don't have to tell me your name, but I do want you to tell me where you're calling from. We just want to know what part of the world we are reaching. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's nothing like just coming in and saying, well, you know what? I am from Newark. Okay, not New York, but Newark. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And, you know, that will, amen, bring, amen, a life-changing word to you, because, you know, you came on in and said where you were calling from. So if you desire prayer at this time, I want you to go ahead, press the one, and I will bring you in for prayer. If not, then we're going to go on down the road, glory to God, hallelujah, with the Lord thy God, and continue in him. Amen, hallelujah, because we put him first in everything that we do. Hallelujah. Regardless of what, you know, the negative talk that comes across the board, you don't worry about that. You just stand on what you stand on. When you stand on God's will and you know in God's word, glory to God, hallelujah, what he said, that's what you stand on. You don't have to reach for nothing else, glory to God. When you're reaching for the word of God, that's all you need to reach for. When you reach for the word and how he wants you to live and live a righteous life, amen, depending upon him and walking by faith, good God Almighty, and not by sight, leaning not on your own understanding, but every word that you read, glory to God, hallelujah. You know, I've heard also people say, well, you know what, the Bible can be confusing, glory to God, hallelujah. He says the Bible's so empty, even a fool may not err. So, hey, I'm going to stick with that. That's when you have to know the word and give it back to them. Even though you have to speak it in a parable way where they can understand it, give it to them, glory to God. Because we're going to need this word, hallelujah, glory to God. Because this word is going to have to come alive in you to keep you from doing things you ain't got no business. Understand, if the word and the Holy Ghost been living on the inside of you, glory to God, then they don't tell him what you may do. Hallelujah. There's enough going on now. Hallelujah. For people who don't know him, who don't know who he is, who don't know what he's capable of doing, who don't know how to follow him, there's enough going on now. So don't let it. Glory to God. No one is pressed to one. So guess what? We're going to go on. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead on and we're going to pray. And then we're going to get into the word of God. I'm going to be coming from Matthew chapter 6 on today. Hallelujah. But I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to open us up in prayer. And we'll give the announcements at the end, amen, of the show. Because I believe God wants us to go ahead on and get in the word. Hallelujah. Just hold on to your seat. It's a word in season. Now, in season and out of season. You have to always be worded ready. This is the word in season on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we come before you as humble as we know how, oh God, lifting you up, Lord, magnifying your holy name on high. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to let those that have ears to hear on the line today hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto them, Lord God. Father God, let the word, Lord God, meditate in their heart and change their heart, Lord God. Let it change their thinking, Lord, to turn them around to you, Lord. All those that are listening under the sound of my voice and those that are on the airwaves, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, those that are on the computers listening, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, let the word, Lord God, change their heart. Change their lives, God, like never before, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, let them know that you are an on-time God, Lord. Let them know, Lord God, that nothing catches you by surprise. Everything that's happening in the earth, Lord God, on the earth realm on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, today, Lord God, yesterday, and tomorrow and forevermore, Lord God, that you already know and you already have dispatched your angels and got them in place, God, in the name of Jesus, to have Lord God, whatever situation that comes about, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, Lord, make them strong through the power, oh my God, of on high, Lord God, that dunamis power, that Holy Ghost power, Lord God, that will keep you, hallelujah, glory to God, that will give you the strength that you need, oh good God Almighty, hallelujah, and with the Holy Ghost power, you won't fail, hallelujah, glory to God, it will lead you and it will guide you into all spiritual truth, oh, oh, my goodness gracious, hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you, God, for the Holy Ghost, Lord, that lives on the inside of us, God, that's living in on the inside of us, Lord, in the earth realm on today, Lord God, to lead us and guide us, Lord God, to order our steps, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, the Holy Ghost power, Lord God, that's on the inside of us, Lord God, so we can lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. You didn't say they might, you said they shall recover, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for every believer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, those that believe in the Spirit of the living God, and those, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, who don't know you, Lord God, Lord, we ask you to grab hold to them on today, Lord God. Oh, my God. And bring them into the fold, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So they'll learn your will and your way, Lord, and your understanding through the word of God. Lord God, shift them, shake them, and move them, Lord, in the right direction in the name of Jesus. Lord God, everyone that's went astray, every backslider, slaughter that's left for one reason or another, oh God. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to grab hold to their hand, Lord God, and pull them and tug them back, oh my God, so they can know, Lord God, that you're still in control and you're still in charge, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, knowing that you hadn't left. Oh, good God Almighty, it's man that have walked away from you. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. And Lord, to change their thinking as they get into the word of God, to change their thinking, Lord God, and let them know, Lord God, oh my God, it's man that have walked away from you. It's not you walked away from man, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every word, Lord God, oh my God, let it write on the tables of their heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, so they won't sin not against thee, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. The word will bring healing in their life. Every broken place, oh my Lord, every broken relationship, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, hallelujah. Every generational curse, oh my God, and Jesus bore it upon his back on the cross, oh my God, is broken, in the name of Jesus, so they can have an understanding. They can come to you, Lord God, and just ask for what they want, and it says in your word, you shall give it to them, as they stand praying and believing that they've already received it whenever they ask. In the name of Jesus, nothing falls short of the power of the Holy Ghost, the will of the living God, living on the inside. Oh my God, good God Almighty, as you go in the hedges and the highways, in the name of Jesus, people ought to see that you have, oh my God, the Holy Ghost living on the inside of you. Glory to God, hallelujah. My God, as you walk by, just like Peter them did, when they walked by Peter and them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and the shadow heals. Hey, glory to God, it'll raise the dead, hallelujah. Those that don't have a knowing where he is, glory to God, your shadow, hallelujah, will heal them, and let them know that there's something different about you. Glory to God, when you done spent time with the Most High God, hanging out, hallelujah, glory to God, in the mighty name of Jesus, they'll know, hallelujah, that you are, hallelujah, a Christian, and they'll know, hallelujah, that the Holy Ghost live on the inside of you, hallelujah, that you ain't playing with the devil, hallelujah, oh my God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, those, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, who's been playing in the devil's den, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to touch them, oh my God, in a mighty way, Lord, and bring them out, glory to God, and when they come out this time, oh God, you said don't return anymore, oh my Lord, in the name of Jesus, stop playing, hallelujah, with the devil, hallelujah, glory to God, my God, every time you open your mouth, you're speaking about the devil, but what about the one that got the key from the devil, good God Almighty, oh, glory to God, hallelujah, stop playing with the devil, good God Almighty, glory to God. You're always talking about the devil, hallelujah, he's doing this and he's doing that, glory to God, hallelujah. The devil don't hold nothing down here. Glory to God. Because you talk about him, you give him room to come in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Stop opening those doors. Hallelujah. Open your door and cast that Satan out in the name of Jesus. And cover your house under the blood. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. We got to learn how to plead the blood over every situation. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, glory to God. We serve an awesome God. Don't forget it. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Stop giving the devil room. You know, I hear him saying, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Hallelujah. You know what? Hallelujah. It ain't that devil. The devil that comes, and he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Yes, he do. But we kill ourselves by what we speak. Glory to God. You can kill your vision. Hallelujah. You can kill, hallelujah, anything that God has for you. You can kill your blessings by speaking those negative thoughts, talking negative, glory to God, and thinking, hallelujah, glory to God, negative. Glory to God, my God. That's how it's killed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, you can just say, well, the devil just came and he just did this all to my body. Good God Almighty. And see, glory to God. You just really, amen, put all that on yourself by speaking that mess. Hallelujah. Watch your words. Hallelujah. Your words have power. Glory to God. Watch your words. Hallelujah. When you're speaking negative things, then negative things don't follow you. We don't serve a negative God. Glory to God. He is nothing but positive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve a positive God. So watch your words. Hallelujah. In other words, watch your mouth. My God, let's just break it on, huh? I'll break it on down. Watch your mouth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Watch what you say. Don't let your words frame your world. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we're going to go ahead and get into the message. I'm going to be coming from Matthew chapter 6. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. You know, God is awesome. Hallelujah. And he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Watch your words. Your words will frame your world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because what you speak on today, hallelujah. He says, whatever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So if you're sowing seeds of discord, in other words, if you're speaking, hallelujah, negative, then that's what you're going to sow on the other end. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Watch your words. I don't know who it is, but I'm telling you, hallelujah. Glory to God. Watch your words. Hallelujah. You've been speaking too much negativity. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your words have been framing your world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you've been just settling for whatever comes by. Watch your words. Glory to God. Don't let your words frame your world. Glory to God. If you're speaking positive, speak the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Read it, meditate on it, receive it, believe it, and speak it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Let's get into our message on today. Hallelujah. Chapter 6. I'm going to read a little bit and I'm going to talk a little bit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, amen. Hallelujah. We're just going to tell it, amen, just like it is on chapter 6. Hallelujah. I'm going to start at the first verse, but I'm going to tell just a little bit, and I'm going to read a little bit, and then we're going to move on down the road with the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My Lord. We're going to get into it. Amen. Amen. We're going to get there. Glory to God. Chapter 6. Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise you have no reward in your father which is in heaven. Glory to God. You know, amen, sometimes you get so caught up, amen, you want to say, well, you know what, I gave this person that, and I gave this person over here, I gave them $10, and I gave them this over here. Glory to God. And you know, you're going out and you sound your own trumpet and you toot your own horn. Glory to God. First of all, your alms is extra what you give. Hallelujah. Now your tithes, a tenth, belong to the Lord. Let me slow down and tell you this. A tenth of your earnings. Hallelujah. You know, some people get into it. Well, what do I do? Do I tithe before? Do I tithe after? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, it's really, amen, up to you. Hallelujah. A tenth, wherever. Now, my tenth always fall on what all everything that I make. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know how you can just try to cut it off and separate it. Let me just put it like that. Hallelujah. You know, so I'm getting to this thing where, you know, I know we were talking about tithes, but I'm hearing it said clarify. So we're going to clarify some stuff. Good God Almighty. Amen. You know, they get in this thing, well, what do I pay it on? Do I pay it on my net or my gross? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, I always gross it. Glory to God. And anything extra that I get, hallelujah, glory to God, if there's a check coming, I cut it off. Hey, he said, 10. It's your 10, Lord. Whatever he said, a tenth of whatever I get, then I'm to give to him. Glory to God. I'm not going to, amen, try to decipher that and say, okay, what are the tens? Lord, okay, Lord, if I got $1,000 in, how much is this? Then I'll give you $2. It's always over. Glory to God. Don't you know we serve an overage God? Hallelujah. So he already done gave you more. Amen. Glory to God. So why not? That's when you know you trust the Lord, thy God. Hallelujah. You don't skip, tip, dip on your tithes. You don't skip, tip, dip on your giving. Glory. Just give it to him. Hallelujah. Now let's get back to the arm. You know how some people always give people and they'll go, well, you know what, I gave this over here to them and I gave this over there to them, glory to God, and you know, this is what happened here and this is, yeah, they just go and tell everybody, well, guess what, you've already got what you needed, hallelujah, my God, anything that you will believe in God for, you already got it, my God, so don't do that, hallelujah, you don't want to dig, after you done planted a seed, then you're going back digging it up. Glory to God. Once a farmer plant the seed, he lay it on, look, come on now, he done made the row, he done went out there and dug the field and did all that good stuff and tested the grass and dug the grass up and he done tested the soil and all that, amen, he done laid the row, amen, and then he'll go and he'll throw the seeds down the row, go ahead and put them down and then he'll cover them up. So once you done all that, glory to God, you don't have to go out and tell nobody what you done did for nobody. Because if you do, then you've already got your reward. Hallelujah. So whenever it comes time and you say, well, Lord, Lord, you know I did this over here for Jim Bob Neal now, you know, and you went and told everybody. Glory to God. Well, you've already gotten your reward because you already done told everybody what you done did for Jim Bob Neal. So that's a done deal. You ain't got to worry about it. Let's move on. Hallelujah. We're going to jump on down. Hallelujah. The fourth. We're going to get there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. Let's back up just a little bit. And I want you to reiterate, you know, he said you never let your left hand know what your right hand's doing. You know, I've always heard that. Hallelujah. I've always heard that. I'm like, okay, my left hand, it ain't moving, and my right hand ain't moving over here. So what are you talking about? Okay, my left hand, my right hand, they work together. If I got to pick up a pen, you know, it's going, you know, I can either pick it up with the left or the right. So what am I to do? I'm to hide one hand and pick the pen up with the other hand. See, that's just how, well, when you don't know, you don't know. But then I learned, glory to God, when it said, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Okay, what he mean is, when you're giving and you're giving to someone and you're helping somebody, you ain't got to go tell everybody. When you gave someone something, you ain't got to tell them. Just let it be done and that be it. Because it said what you do in secret, he gonna reward you. Glory to God. In verse 4, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. So that means he's going to reward you openly. Hallelujah. You see people being blessed all the time, and they don't really understand. Well, you know what? Hallelujah. Other people say, well, you know what? How can they get that, and how can they get this, and how did they get that, and, you know, how did they get that new car, and, my God, how did they get where they got here? And they just be trying to figure it out. But you don't know what seed they done sowed. You just don't know. That's because they ain't told you what seed they have sown, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why. Let's move on, glory to God. And you know, when sometimes, amen, we're going to move on down to 5. We're going to read a little bit. We're going to talk a little bit also. You know, I want to get on over, so we're going to kind of go on through it. Hallelujah. And you know, when people pray, sometimes you can hear them praying these vain prayers, vain repetitious prayers, like over and over. They done copied from somebody, or they also got it wrote down, hallelujah, where they done wrote it down now, okay, glory to God. And then they'll read it off their paper. If you listen, you can hear it. But if you got the Holy Ghost living on the inside of you, he's going to tell you what to pray, how to pray, glory to God, and reach the people. So you ain't got to go and copy nobody's prayer off TV. You ain't got to copy nobody's prayer online, glory to God. If you got the Holy Ghost living on the inside of you, hallelujah, he's going to tell you what they need and tell you how to pray and when to pray, glory to God. Let's move on to 6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to the Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which is secret, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. See, when you're doing stuff in secret, he going to reward you openly. You ain't got to go tell everybody, well, you know what? Hey, look, okay, I dreamed about you last night, okay, and the Lord told me to pray for you. Glory to God. He might ask him first before you go and share that piece of information. I'm just going to help you out. Some people can't take it. Some people just can't take it. And that's where you got to get some understand. Some people can't take that. Well, oh, my God. Then they'll go to worry. Hallelujah. Because everybody may not be as strong as you to take what you got and, you know, and take what you see. So be careful. There's this person I talk to sometimes, and, you know, I said, well, you know, I'll just tell them a little bit, you know. And then I said, well, yeah, you know. And now sometimes I just say, yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm, that's all. And that's it. I said, well, I can't tell you no more, and I'm through with it. Glory to God. And they said, guess what? I don't want to know no more because I don't want to go through what you go through. So there you go. Hallelujah. So you have to be careful. Ask him if that's what he wants you to go and tell, you know, tell people. Sometimes he might tell, the Lord might tell you to go ahead, call him up. And this is what I want you to tell him. But just listen. Hallelujah. So many times now you got so many people trying to be a prophet or apostle or pastor, teacher. Oh, my God. And God ain't calling you to be none of that. He just said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than dwell in the tents of wickedness. Get on the door, usher the door. Hallelujah. Pray for the door. Glory to God. Pray for the people, hallelujah, as they come in, and let that be it. Don't try to step into a lane where you are not supposed to be, hallelujah, because them demons will eat you up. Glory to God, hallelujah. Ask them, what the seven sons of Sceva, glory to God, ask them. Let's move on. But when ye pray, use not vain repetition, as the heathens do. They think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Sometimes people say, Lord God, help me, Lord. You know, and that's good to call on the Lord and ask him to help you. Lord, I need you down here. Then they'll wait a few minutes and they'll, Lord, I need you down here, like he didn't hear him first time. You know, and then they'll do it again. Lord, I need you down here. Then they'll raise their voice. Lord, I need you down here. Like he didn't hear him, you know what I'm saying? You know, God ain't deaf. He heard you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can you give him something else? Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. This is live radio, okay? Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask. He knows what we need before we ask, but we are to still ask. Hallelujah. And that's part of our communion and our communion, hallelujah, with the Lord our God, and praying with Jesus and communicating with him. That's part of it, asking, hallelujah. But when we don't know what to pray, that's okay. We got one that makes his intercession. Jesus makes his intercession to the Father for us on our behalf. When we know not what to pray. And when you don't know what to pray, hallelujah, you need to learn how to pray in tongues. That's where the Holy Ghost fits in there, glory to God. It fits in there, hallelujah, glory to God. When you start praying in tongues, that's a direct communication between you and the Father, glory to God, hallelujah. You and in heaven, hallelujah. And, you know, you always say the blessings, amen, the prayers go up. And the blessings come down, hallelujah. But, you know, so many times people don't believe, you know, glory to God. And you don't believe, then that's why you don't receive. But, yes, you can do that. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. If you don't know, hallelujah, how to pray, I'm going to tell you right now. We on Matthew chapter 6 for anybody that came in late, glory to God. And this is how you pray until you learn better. And you know, and you have more of a prayer language. Glory to God, hallelujah. And then this is how you can pray. Go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 10, until you learn better. Hallelujah. After this matter, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. That's how you can pray. Now, the doors of the wild team is wide open. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I see them. They double doors. Hallelujah. We got them standing at the door. Apostle and pastor, they standing right there with the doors open. Amen. Waiting on you. Amen. To come in. You know, hey, I think it was back up in January of this year. Hallelujah. We're now in July. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they have extended it. Amen. We have extended it Sunday after Sunday. Amen. Saturday after Saturday. Hallelujah. Tuesday after Tuesday, the doors of the church Yes, this is church. We are church without walls. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We don't have a building. Hallelujah. But it's the church in you. Glory to God. You make the building. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. It's been open and it's still open for you to come in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you know, some just rather hang around and do what they're doing and get nothing and really do nothing. Hallelujah. Just point blank, just do nothing. Hallelujah. Well, we're living in we're living in some promiscuous times. Really, really, things are happening in foreign countries, and things are happening right around us. You know, you just may not see it. That's why I'm saying they don't watch the news. I understand, you know, glory to God. But there are things happening, and there are things that's happening in the spiritual realm, amen, that you may not even know. Well, if you don't have a closer walk with the Lord our God, you won't know. Hallelujah, glory to God. You won't know how, amen, how to hold on, glory to God, until, hallelujah, the end. You won't know, hallelujah, how to hold on. You won't have that dunamis power to hold on till the change comes. Hallelujah. If you don't get under someone and get some teaching, no, I'm not trying to pull nobody from their church. I'm not trying to do none of that. I'm not doing none of that. Glory to God. But there is more behind the scenes than what you got. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Let's move on. For if ye forgive men their trespass, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Ain't that something? People will not sometimes. They just won't forgive people. They just won't. You know, they hold on. Well, you know, I remember back in 1910, you know, I'm just saying this for the me right now. Well, you know, he took my wife, and I've seen a lot of that. Hallelujah. And that was supposed to be my wife. Well, she wasn't. If she was, she would have married you. Glory to God. She would have said no to him and married you. So just give it up. Hallelujah. Where about that 1960 now, whatever. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just give it up and go on. Hallelujah. She matter wasn't, because if she didn't, then yeah, what, she wasn't yours. Hallelujah. I remember when that job should have been mine, and I put in that application way before they did, and they wouldn't give it to me. Well, guess what? Your attitude could have been stinking. Hallelujah. You could have had a stinking thinking, and they knew that wouldn't been a good place for you to work at that time. But it's okay. Move on, you know. Learn how to move on. You know, sometimes you get so tied up in things that have happened that you're forgetting about moving on. You forget about it. Hallelujah. Because where you didn't get that, he got something else better. That's what we live in now. God ain't dead. Hallelujah. He ain't dead very much. Hallelujah. Alive. So that's what we got to learn, how to float. Go with the float. Ask him, what do he want you to do? How do he want you to do it? And when he want you to do it? Hallelujah. And if you don't get an answer, keep asking. And if you ain't got an answer, I'm going to tell you, amen, right? I'm going to go ahead and share this with you, hallelujah. I know someone that can help you to get the answer that you're looking for. Matter of fact, I know three people that can help you, hallelujah. Apostle, pastor, and elder, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Any of the wild team can help you also. You know, I know how sometimes, you know, they want to talk to the apostle, talk to the pastor. That's fine. Hallelujah, glory to God. We're all under the same umbrella. Hallelujah. So if it rains, hallelujah, all of us getting wet. Glory to God, my God. Amen. Hallelujah. This is live radio. Glory to God. So, you know, you can ask them to help you to pray it through, you know, and they will. Okay, let's move on. Hallelujah. Let's move on. I think I read 15. Let me read 15 again. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So if you don't forgive, then he's not going to forgive you. You know, so we got to learn how to forgive and move on. Yes, it may come back up. Hallelujah. But you know, when it comes back up, when it comes back up, put it before the Lord and move on. Don't keep harping on it. Don't keep talking about it. Hallelujah. You know, we're overcome by our testimony. Yes. He said, we're not overcome by a word we gossip about, but we're overcome by our testimony. Hallelujah. And you have to learn in this season that the only time if somebody asks you something, that's your testimony to help them, then by all means, you help them. But don't just keep bringing it up to everybody. Yeah, I remember, girl. Yeah. Uh-huh. She did. She did me. Yep, she did. Hallelujah. Well, I'm telling you what happens. Amen. Glory to God. When you do that, then pretty soon, amen, water's going to go to was thinking. And every time you see that person, you're going to be looking at them cock-eyed. Hallelujah. No, your eyes are straight. So I'm telling you, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Hallelujah. Let's move on to 16. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites, as a sad continuance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. You know, when you fast, you know, sometimes people say, well, the doctor said fasting. That ain't really fasting, but I understand that's a term that they use, glory to God. That's starvation. Hallelujah. When you got to starve from that time until you do blood work, that's just plain starvation. You know, and people have began to say, well, you know, that they said, well, you fast. I said, that ain't fasting. That's starvation. Because if you ain't reading no word, you ain't getting no word in you while you're going hungry, that's just pure out starvation. Glory to God. Because, you know, we learned over here that you got to, once you call, when you say you're fasting, you got to read the word of God. You got to pull apart. Let me help you. I ain't talking about pulling your arms apart and taking all your fingers off and none of that. Glory to God. And hallelujah. I ain't talking about going to pull apart and getting a part off a car. None of that. None of that. Glory to God. That means you got a lockdown. Amen. That means you may not be able to go outside. You may not be able to answer the phone. You may not be able to watch TV, whatever he says, then that's what it is. When you do that, then, amen, you can say you're fasting and you're praying. Glory to God. That's fasting. Hallelujah. All that other stuff, that's just pure starvation. That's what I call it. Let's move on. Hallelujah. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face. Don't go out looking toe up from the floor up. Glory to God. Who you representing? Hallelujah, my God. We represent the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. So we got to make sure when we go out, we look our best, ladies. Hallelujah. Now, you may see some men sometime, they just got off work. Well, you got to understand that. Hallelujah. Then you see some come out, and that's just, I mean, with the pants dropped down, how low can you go? Glory to God. Oh, God, help us, Lord. You see some with the pants hanging low, hallelujah. I fear for the women that's coming along, amen, hey, glory to God, behind me, the younger generation, because they don't really have there's not a whole lot, hallelujah, men, hallelujah, that's willing, amen, to just give everything up and serve God. All they want to do, amen, is jump from here to here, pillar to post, hallelujah, glory to God. When the pants down below, glory to God, you know the rest, I don't have to say it, hallelujah. And it's just not. Hallelujah. And I fear for them. Let's move on. That thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. Don't you know God sees you? Amen. When you fast, you can tell, well, honey, you know what? Now I don't want none of that because I'm fasting, you know. And sometimes, you know, here's what it is. People will always, if you say, well, you know, I don't want none of that right now. They know you're a Christian. They say, well, what you doing, fasting? Now, they will ask. I've had it to happen. I said, no, I'm just not hungry right at this minute. But sometimes you know what you need to do. Just go ahead and take it, wrap it up, and just take it on. Glory to God. Say, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to take this right on with me. I'm not hungry right now, but maybe I'll eat later because, you know, I ate a little bit, and I'm just really not hungry, you know, or something. You don't have to tell people, well, you know what? I've been fasting, honey. I've been fasting for 40 days. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You ain't got to tell them, hallelujah, because God don't reward you, hallelujah, openly. He sees you. That's all that matters. Okay, let's move on. 19. Lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth where moths and rust and dust corrupt and where thieves break through and steal. Let's move on, read 20 also. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust dust corrupt and where thieves do not break through nor steal. You know what he's talking about here? You know, people can have cars at some point. And they have, like, cars that, you know what, I'm going to leave this car here for my child. You know, when he get older, glory to God, I'm going to put it up in this garage, and I'm going to leave it right here. Hallelujah. When they get older, then I'm going to have it for them. And, you know, if it needs fixing, you go out there, you crank it up every now and then, and next thing you know, it done rust it out, right? Well, what he's talking about here is not, amen, it's in the natural, amen. Store up, amen, glory to God, your prayers in heaven. So when you're not able, hallelujah, to pray or what, sometimes you get to that point where, you know, you can't do nothing, hallelujah. Well, you already got them stored up. Understand understand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you store up your treasures in heaven, can't nobody steal what you done stored up. Glory to God. But if you've got something, if you've got something of value that's around in your house, jewelry or something like that, the thieves can come in and they can steal it, but they cannot steal your prayers. They can't steal. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That you have the timber that you've already set up. They can't steal that. Hallelujah. Every waking day, you got to learn, hallelujah, how to store up your treasures in heaven. You can't worry about these material things. Hallelujah. It is what it is. Glory to God. But when you store up treasures in heaven, oh, good God Almighty, then you say, Lord, oh my God, Lord, I can't pray, but God, I thank you. When you raise your hands and say, Lord, I thank you. You've already got your timber stored up in heaven, and can't no thief come in and steal that. Hallelujah. They can't steal what you've already laid up in heaven. Glory to God. Let's move on. For where your treasure is, that's where your heart be also. Now, where is your treasure? Everybody ask yourself the question. Hallelujah. I can't hear you. Hallelujah. Where is your treasure? Hallelujah. Where's your treasures? Hallelujah. Is your treasures in heaven? Do you want to see, amen, glory to God, the pearly gates? Hallelujah. Or is it down here on earth how you dress and how you, you know, I understand we want to look good. We want to smell good. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. You want to wear the perfume and hallelujah, glory to God, me and cologne. Amen. You get the nails done, all that. We're supposed to do all that down here. But we don't store up, hallelujah, glory to God, all our treasures here. But where's your heart? Hallelujah. You got to make your, pull your heart closer to God's heart. Learn how, amen, glory to God, to seek his face and seek what he wants, amen, here on this earth, hallelujah, what he wants on the inside of you, glory to God, huh? And stop being such dry Christians, good God Almighty, huh? Glory to God, huh? The Holy Ghost ain't going to hurt you, don't you know he ain't going to put nothing on you that's going to hurt you? Hallelujah, my God, I thank the Lord our God, oh my God, I thank you for Jesus for going up and coming, amen, sending back a comforter, glory to God, the Holy Ghost power working on the inside of me, because the Holy Ghost power is the one that has kept me, glory to God, hallelujah, it's kept me from going doing some crazy stuff, glory to God, it's kept me from going and being behind bars, it's kept me, hallelujah, from going the wrong way, in the wrong direction, hallelujah, it's kept me to get out of harm's way, hallelujah. It kept me, glory to God, from going out in the hedges and the highways, glory to God, my God, and people running over you, hallelujah, driving like they ain't got no sense, glory to God. It has kept me, because it said, don't go there, don't do that, don't go this way, drive slow, slow down, hallelujah, let them pass, hallelujah. It has kept me. So I'm telling you, it can do the same for you, my God, hallelujah. Let's move on. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is the darkness? My God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. To 24. No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You can't serve God and serve man or money. Glory to God. You can't do it. Hallelujah. You know when he said, choose this day whom you going to serve. That's it. You got to choose who you going to serve. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everybody say, you know, I don't want to be rich because, you know, the love of money is the root of all evil, you know. Money is the root of all evil. Yeah, the love of money is the root of all evil. When you love this money more than you love what God has to offer, when you love this money more than prayer, when you love going out there making money more than going to God's house and seeing what the pastor saying, when you love this money more, hallelujah, than spending time with the Lord thy God, taking you away, amen, from the word of God, when you love this money and will do anything to get it, then yes. Hallelujah. Yes, it do. But we need money here to operate in the earth. We got to pay for stuff. We can't stay free. Hallelujah. And you can't, glory to God. You ain't going to go to stuff, you know what, this is my grocery list. Now, I want these groceries on my list. Okay, and I'm not giving you no money. Go in there. You're going still. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Let's move on. My God. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? You know, sometimes people think all the time, yes, you'll think what you're going to put on. Make sure you're putting on, you're dressing, amen, accordingly the way you're supposed to dress when you go in the streets, because you want to dress, amen, like a woman of God. Hallelujah. You don't want to go out there, you know, with the low and all, you know, amen, glory to God. You don't want to go out there like that. You want to go out there, amen, with looking like you serve the Lord, thy God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people think it's how you go out dressed that's going to attract the man. You know, let me help you out. Sisters, yeah, it is, but you're going to get the wrong one. Hallelujah. You don't want the wrong one, glory to God. You go out there dressed, and if he's a godly man, he don't like what he see. Hallelujah. If you dressed up, you got on your nice perfume, you smelling good, glory to God. Hallelujah. You ain't got to worry about all that. Everything is taken care of. He'll send you who he got for you. It's okay. Let's move on. Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather unto barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not more much better than they? You know, we are better, and he's going to give us what we need. Hallelujah. He's going to take care of us. So we ain't got to worry about it. You got to get to that point where you can't worry. Ain't no need in worry. Glory to God. He's going to take care of you. But sometimes I believe what the reason that we fall short because we worry, hallelujah. But when things start to come in your mind, you got to learn, you got to put some scripture to it to get it out, hallelujah. You can't let it beat you up. It said, guard your heart because out of your heart flows the issues of life. So you can't let that thing, amen, get on the inside of you and destroy you and have you all nervous and shaky and all those kind of things. You can't do it. Because we're not to be fearful. He hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but love and a sound mind and peace. Glory to God. And if you want peace, you're going to have to work for it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on to 27. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit into his stature? You can't. You can't. Ain't nothing you can do. If he don't do it, then ain't nothing you can do. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. You know, he waters the grass, and he can send water, amen, glory to God, in your life. He can send the rain. He can send the money. He can send the finance. He can send the man, the house, the money, the mansion, whatever you may need. Hallelujah. But where's your belief system? Check your belief system. Because sometimes things don't come to pass because it either is not time, or he may say, not yet. Hold on, there's a little something. I want to get out of you before I give you this, because I don't want you to get puffed up. I don't want you to get arrogant and telling somebody, well, you know what, look what I did. I prayed this through, and I prayed. Hey, wait a minute. You ain't prayed by yourself. There's somebody else that helped you. So glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, give honor where honor's due. Glory to God. But give glory unto God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you? Oh, ye of little faith. Where your faith at? He'll give you some clothes. You may not be able to go to Gucci, Lucci, and, you know, and Susan Gucci. You may not be able to go and buy all that. But he knows that you need clothes. You can't go out there, amen, in your birthday suit. Hallelujah. So he's going to give you what you need. My God, my God. So that's what you got to look at. Have faith to know that he's going to give you clothes. Hallelujah. Even though, you know, some people, well, you know what, not over him. I ain't back. No, honey, them too cheap. He said he will clothe you, glory to God, hallelujah. So where your faith at? You ain't got to worry, hallelujah. Let's move on, 31. I want to get on down, hallelujah, and we going there, glory to God. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall ye eat, or what shall ye drink, or wherewithal shall ye be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you need all of these things, and he knows you need them. And guess what? He's going to give them to you. He's going to give them to you. We serve an awesome God. When you are called the sons and daughters of God, when you have given your life to Christ, he's going to give you exactly what you need. Now, I understand. I see where he fed Elijah. Hallelujah. By the brook. Good God Almighty. He fed him. He know what he needed. Yeah, he sent it, right? So he's going to feed you. One thing I always do, and sometimes when I wash dishes, I put all my pots and pans on the stove. I put all of them on the stove that I normally cook out of, not every pot and pan, but I'm going to have a frying pan. I'm going to have a medium-sized pan. I'm going to have a little pan. I'm going to have all that right there, pan to go in the oven to cook. Amen, glory to God, that I put special in the oven and cook like baked foods in. I'm going to have all that on top of the stove. And this person came in one day and they said, wait a minute, said, what is all these paying stuff doing on the stove? I said, if you want money, you give money. When you want food, I told her this. I said, when you want food, amen, glory to God, I put these pots and pans out because these pots and pans gonna draw me some food, right? So we were kidding. She didn't believe it, you know. I know she didn't, but it's okay. Every time I put those pots and pans on that stove, it draws food, glory to God, hallelujah. Not that I need it, but I know it works, so I just keep working it, hallelujah, glory to God. And so whenever after they was talking about the pots and the pans, I said, see, I can tell it does work. Don't you see it? Because look what you brought in this house. You know, and so we laughed about it, you know. And that's what I'm telling you. See, whatever you need, it's okay, hallelujah. Glory to God. You ain't got to seek it because he know you need it, and he's going to give it to you. Hallelujah. And let me read this scripture here. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You know, sometimes we seek after everything but God. We seek after all everything but God. When you can seek after God, all the other stuff will come. So we can't get crossed up in, you know, oh, man, I'm going and I'm going to work this job. I'm going to work these two jobs, and I'm going to buy me a bigger house, and I'm going to buy me some more land, and I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Just sit down somewhere. Hallelujah. Just sit down, glory to God, and ask him, is that what he wants you to do? Make a list of what you want. Hallelujah. And then you begin to pray over that list. But don't you know sometimes you will hurt your own self by not getting any word, by not being able to go because you're working so many jobs, you can't go. You can't go to church. You can't go to prayer. You can't go to Bible study. You're missing out, glory to God. Hallelujah. You can go and seek all these things, but your bucket would be like a bucket with a hole in it, glory to God. You ain't giving him no time, glory to God. Then that's when the pressure begins to build and everything around you starts to falling down. And then you wonder, well, where did I go wrong? Lord, help me, Jesus. Lord, where you at? He moved. He's still right there. Amen. Over to God. He's still over there in that prayer meeting that you should have been at while you're out there trying to work them 4 or 5 jobs. He's still over there in that prayer meeting. Well, he's still over there. Hallelujah. Still up there in the pulpit. They still preaching. Hallelujah. The word of God telling you what you need to do and how you need to do it while you're going off. Amen. Glory to God. Working them 2 or 3 different jobs again. He's still there. He ain't moved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on down to 34. Take therefore no thought for the morrow. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You know, sometimes people get to thinking, well, you know what, Lord, I ain't got no money. Most of the time I hear it's money, really money. It ain't so much as clothes now because, you know, people have learned go get clothes anywhere. Not anywhere, but anywhere. So they have learned that's good. They have learned that. Go get clothes when you need them. If you need them, go get them. Hallelujah. When they go on sale, glory to God, go get them. Huh? I know some people, hallelujah, are compulsive shoppers. Amen. I'm not. I basically get what I need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I've just always been like that. Some people are like that. Glory to God. If I see something every now and then that I like, then sure, I'll get it. Amen. Glory to God. But, you know, just get what you need. Hallelujah. Because some got stuff in their closet now that they ain't wore. They got, some of them got two or three different closets. Hallelujah. Well, if you know somebody who's burnt out and you know, and may not have nothing in, and they can use some of the stuff that you got. You probably got pots, pans, and all that different stuff. Amen. All packed up. And why don't you give it to them? Glory to God. You know, and you ain't got to tell nobody. God see what you do in secret, and he'll reward you openly. Glory to God. But you ain't got to worry about all these things. He said, don't worry about it. Take no thought. He said, that means don't even think about it. Don't sit there and meditate on it. And I said again, get them bills out your room. Hallelujah. You sit and go to bed with them bills and every time. Amen. Glory to God. Just over and over and over and over. They're meditating in your mind. It's what's writing on your heart. Don't you know it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So take no thought. Get them bills out your room and put them in another room. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Put them in a drawer somewhere and don't take them to bed with you every night. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know you should have a time when you sit down and you look at them and said, okay, I need to pay this, I need to pay that, and I need to pay this over here. Yes, yeah, sure. You do that. We have to do that. Glory to God. But you should pick one day. Not go through them 20 times in a week. Glory to God. Everything should be taken care of. You should have every check written out. You should have it ready to go. If you get paid every 2 weeks, then guess what? Okay, I'm going to pay this week. I'm going to pay this week. And I'm going to have it all ready. Glory to God. And then I'm going to lay it in there somewhere, not in the room with me. Glory to God. And then when that time come and that 2 weeks come, it's time. Okay, this bill got to go because I'm getting paid and I'm finna pay it. Glory to God. You got to have some wisdom. Be wise so you can stop yourself from having all that stress, worrying about stuff. Hallelujah. You ain't got to take no thought, hallelujah, for tomorrow. And you don't just live for today, amen. You have to live each day like, amen, like it's your last truth. Yes, you do. Hallelujah. But you ain't got to worry about, okay, well, oh, my goodness, what am I going to eat tomorrow? Oh, you ain't got to worry about that. Hallelujah. If you would just eat the word of God on today, then eat you some more on tomorrow. Glory to God. And you ain't got to worry about all that. My God. Hallelujah. We don't have to live our life worrying, murmuring, or complaining about stuff. Because it says right here, he'll take care of us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We ain't got to worry. My God. I'm going to go ahead now. Amen. I'm going to give you an announcement. Hallelujah. You know, I know if y'all missed it, hallelujah, on yesterday, good God Almighty, Elder walked the dog, amen. I didn't think she would go get off. I said, Elder going to walk him on over, hallelujah, in the Sunday on my show, but that was good to the last drop, amen. She did an awesome, awesome, awesome job, amen. And I want that show is Faith Comes By Hearing, none other than Elder Bertha Askew. It comes on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So I want you to go back and listen on demand because it was an off-the-chain show. Glory to God. And then we are called the Hour of Power. I am the first hour, Prophetess Martha Williams. This show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So I want you to make sure you tune in, amen, next Sunday, the same time, same place, different scripture. Glory to God. And the next, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break between here, and the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. It comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So I want you to tune in next to hear Minister Elaine, and I want to make sure you know, amen, to tune in on Tuesday night. It's awesome, awesome, the duo team, I call them, tag team, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, none other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse, amen, hallelujah, the tag team duo that comes on Tuesday at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. Amen. So I want you to make sure you tune in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Glory to God on Tuesday night. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, a marriage counselor, a spiritual leader, I encourage you, hit them up on Facebook. You can go to Prophetess Yvonne Rawls page and Pastor Joseph Rawls page, inbox them, let them know what you need. It's in the house. And they will get back with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you to come on and partner with us. And in partnering with us, you will receive, amen, glory to God, a lot of perks, glory to God. It's an awesome, 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 amen, just awesome. So if you want to partner, just go ahead and hit them up on Facebook and let them know that you want to partner. It's ministry with you in mind, glory to God. I don't like to leave the show, glory to God, without giving the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me, hallelujah. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord. Mold me, Lord God, into what you want me to be, oh, Father. Father God, I repent, Lord God, and I turn around, Lord God, of all my sins. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And, you know, welcome to the body of Christ. Hit me up on Facebook and let me know that you have given your life to Christ. That's awesome, awesome. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me know. Hallelujah. On Facebook, and we'll get you where you need to go. Hallelujah. So you won't backslide. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead now, and I'm going to give the benediction. She's counting me down, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to get out of here. Remember, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Ministry Lane Jackson coming up next. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And we'll see you back on next Sunday.